The states did not have the right to secede, and thus, under this interpretation, and Lincoln often put this forward, he would change his interpretation according to the circumstances, but he often said, these states can't secede, they're really still in the Union, they're only temporarily under the sway of these evil men who've gotten them to do this, they're really still in the Union, and if they were still in the Union, then the Constitution still applied, and slavery was still protected. He didn't have the power to kill slavery if it was protected by the Constitution. The Constitution left control of what it called domestic institutions to the states. Everyone agreed that slavery was a domestic institution, and by that reasoning, only the states could get rid of slavery. It's not something the president could just do. A majority in both the North and the South accepted this concept in 1861. Now, the loyalty of the border states was also critical for Lincoln. As we've seen, he cared a very great deal about whether, especially Missouri and Kentucky and Maryland, stayed in the Union. He had to have them in the Union, he believed. And if he moved quickly against slavery, he believed that he would alienate all of those border slave states, and he was almost certainly correct. Congress also wanted to avoid alienating the border states. Finally, Lincoln was very conscious of the fact that the white North was deeply divided over the question of emancipation. Many white Northerners, all the Democrats, it's always dangerous to say all, I would say virtually all the Democrats in the North were perfectly happy with slavery. They didn't have any reason at all to get rid of slavery. And many conservative Republicans also were not that concerned with emancipation. Nearly half of the free state voters had voted against Lincoln in 1860. He certainly remembered that, and he wanted to keep as much of the North as possible united in the effort to defeat the South and restore the Union. He believed that by insinuating emancipation into the mix of issues in play, he might alienate a significant part of the North. And so, although he wanted to kill slavery personally, he knew that he should move slowly on this issue if he were to keep any kind of consensus in the North. Northern Democrats and even some Republicans feared Lincoln might fall away from the war effort if he moved too swiftly. Let's look at the Republican Party itself. How did the Republicans divide on this issue? There are a number of viewpoints within the Republican Party. It's far too complex for us to really flesh it out here, but for our purposes, there are three main divisions within the Republican Party, and we'll start with the conservatives. The conservatives, most of them, wanted the ultimate end of slavery, thought it was a bad institution, but they were clearly gradualists who generally believed in action by the individual states, and they mostly wanted to link emancipation to colonization of the freed slaves abroad. So do it slowly, let the states oversee it, and then ship those people out of the country once they're freed. That would be the general view of most of the conservative Republicans. The largest group of Republicans were the moderates, and Lincoln is in this group. He's the foremost member of this group of moderates. The moderates wanted to end slavery sooner than did the conservatives. But most of them feared what they thought might be wrenching social upheaval if you did it immediately. If you just step in and say, all of the slaves are free, and let the chips fall where they would, they were afraid that there might be some kind of race war, or certainly tremendous racial tension between white people and black people in areas where slavery had been prominent. Early in the war, most of the moderates agreed with the conservatives in their party in urging a very careful course on this issue. Don't move too quickly, they said. Take your time and make sure you handle this correctly. Many of the moderates also believed in colonization, and Lincoln is one of them. Lincoln thought colonization of freed slaves was a good idea. We'll talk more about that in a minute. As the war progressed, however, and increased in cost, both human and material cost, many of the moderates began to drift toward the radical position on emancipation. They moved further away from the conservatives, moved toward the radicals, and let's look at the radicals now. They're the third faction in the party. The radicals are the outright anti-slavery members of the party. They want slavery killed now. They want that to be part of Northern policy immediately.